You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, let's get into our purposeful parenting segment. We are connecting with Dr. Mtanga to speak to us about serving others. Now, service isn't just something that you do. It's a mindset. And teaching boys to serve others helps to develop humility, empathy, and leadership. From small acts of kindness to big-hearted community work, boys who learn to serve grow into men who make a difference. All right, so this is what we're talking about this morning. Dr. Mtanga, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us once again. I hope you're doing well.
How is your day?
I'm doing all right, Elder. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right, perfect. All right, let's get straight into our conversation this morning. Why is it important for boys to learn the value of serving others, especially early in life? We're talking about service and the benefits of service, why it's important for young men. Why is it important for them to learn the value, especially at a young age?
This is the time when some of the values of life are set, and hence it's really important that it is at this moment that will actually build what will become of them in future. So by involving them in service, it means we are fostering certain traits like respect, responsibility, being having empathy, integrity, and individual growth. I can go on and on, but it is at this moment when they are young that we are able to impart these values.
And then if we don't do it when they're younger, is it possible to do it later on in life? Like maybe someone has not really paid attention to this aspect of leadership or of raising our young boys, and now the son is in his teen years or he's already a young man. Is it too late at that point?
Yes, it's possible, but it's difficult.
Okay.
Yeah, we will now be doing what we would call repairs. And yet we're supposed to have, molded something in a manner that it should grow. And now when you are repairing, there are a lot of side effects there. There are a lot of challenges, and at times you may even fail to help out because someone would have learned the wrong things altogether.
Right, right.
Yes, yes.
And so how can service help boys to develop emotional intelligence and compassion?
Well, service, in a way, where we are involving boys, is when they get involved in certain activities, they develop what we call self-awareness.
Okay.
They are able to recognize their emotions and how those emotions impact their behavior. You know, it takes them out probably to do a particular project that they realize some of their strengths and weaknesses and how they'll be in a position to deal with some of the challenges that they'll be going through. So in other words, they will also be helped to regulate their emotions. That is, learning healthy ways to cope with either stress and other things, including the management of difficult emotions, as they will be sharing with others. Because when it comes to the service that they will be imparting, at times they may also do it as part of teamwork. So they'll be learning from others. And by doing so, we'll also realize that they develop also what we may call social skills. Because at times, communication in all learning is very, very essential. So in the process, they will also learn conflict resolutions and how to work together with others.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
All right. And so maybe could you share with us some simple age-appropriate ways that boys can start practicing service in their homes, in their churches or schools, things like that?
In their homes, there are a lot of things. Of course, at times it depends with the way how we parents are supposed to also inculcate some growth in their children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in most homes, years back, we used to find children being taught to some games that that will allow them to behave like parents.
Right, I remember that.
I don't know whether you played such games.
Yes, I did.
One will be the mother, and the other one will be the father.
Yeah.
The other one, will, and then you also have a car. You are taught how to repair it, and of course, even around the home, as we do certain things, children can be taught also. Not giving them the heavy loads, but also doing things like maybe working in the garden. You just give them a small portion and also an appropriate tool to use.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of helping them to build. And also in church setting, think about, I know some churches where they have also children, elders and deacons. And children are given even the responsibility for timekeeping. They also participate in food distribution, giving gifts to visitors, and that too somehow make them realize that life is about serving others.
Beautiful. Now, what are some examples that we can see from the life of Jesus? How does his example teach boys to serve without expecting recognition? It's easy to, easy to serve when we know that we're going to get something in return, even if that something is just some kind of recognition and a pat on the back. But Jesus' example doesn't seem to look at that. He just served out of a heart of love. What do we learn from his example?
Yeah, that's very true. Your question is quite pertinent, and it addresses the challenges that we are facing in the world today.
Yeah.
When someone helps you to do something, they are expecting something in return.
Mm-hmm.
But we find Jesus giving us appropriate examples. There are so many of them. Let me begin with the washing of disciples' feet.
Mm.
Can you imagine? He was Jesus, and these were his disciples, more or less like subordinates, and he stooped low and washed their feet.
Mm.
He was not expecting anything. And think about the feeding of the 5,000. It only showed that Jesus had compassion. The people were hungry.
Mm.
And he performed this miracle just to feed people. And can you imagine if we teach our boys to give to others when they are involved in some of those messy acts, what goes in their mind? They are compassionate. They feel about others. They are empathetic to others because they realize that, well, in this world, there are some people who are also disadvantaged, who are not like us. Yes, and hence this will also help. And you remember in Matthew chapter 6, I know from verses 1 to 18, there are a lot of things that are talked about. Jesus was teaching that a reward comes from God and we are not supposed to be seen by men.
Amen.
And he even emphasizes that we must give anonymously. And we even need to pray without seeking human recognition. And we find that even in the life and ministry of Jesus, where he was healing people whenever he met them, raising the dead. Can you imagine losing your loved one and all of a sudden someone raises that dead, that person? It was something that was a good example from Jesus. And more so, we also even find Jesus interacting with the outcasts in society. He would visit the tax collectors, he would visit the prostitutes, he would visit the people who were considered outcasts in the society. And he was teaching us that we need to save others because we don't know their circumstances. We don't know what has led them to live the lives that they are living. And so Jesus expected in his service that, you do not need to be recognized by men. Can you imagine even in Matthew 6, verse 3, where he says, your left hand should not know what your right hand is doing?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, can you imagine? It can be so difficult because it's mentioning of one person, how can your left hand not know what the right hand is doing?
Exactly.
Yes, so he was promoting that we need to have, to know that in life our purpose is to serve others.
Beautiful.
Without expecting anything in return. And by the way, even when we do that, we also benefit, as we were talking about, our boys, as they do this work, they will also grow spiritually.
Yes.
They will learn from the experiences as they will be helping others. They will also gain social skills, and they will be able to be aware of what is happening within their communities, church communities, home community, even in their homes.
Yeah.
It's not like they are strangers within their community.
Yeah, yeah.
They know the needs that are there and how best they can, they can help out.
I love that. I love that you mentioned, the fact that, because I was about to ask you that is it possible to live a life of service that has no benefit? Like I said, the benefit is normally attached to the recognition that you're going to get from other people. We expect, the Bible says if you give, it'll come back to you. So we're expecting something in return. But is it possible that even as we live a self-sacrificing life of service, that life in itself is already a benefit? Like, I don't even need anything extra. The life itself of service is a positive one. It's a beneficial one, such that even if I never get something in return, the life itself has been a blessing.
Yes, it's quite true that there are a lot of benefits, and some you may not even be in a position of realizing until maybe at a later time.
Yeah.
There's the aspect of building self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what would have happened to that boy who had two fish and five loaves of bread at the end of the day when he gave that to Jesus and it was multiplied.
Yes.
I'm sure this young man had a lot of confidence.
Yes, yes.
Of course, probably he did not even brag about it because I don't know how that was done.
Yeah.
And also the other benefit, it's unfortunate we are living at a time when so many of our young people are facing a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one of the areas will be, one of the benefits is to value vulnerability.
Okay.
By that, I mean, when you are in a position of helping others, you also realize that you have also your personal needs. And it's very easy when you have challenges to also seek for help from other people.
Yes, that's true.
And hence, you realize, as we live in this day and age, statistics is saying that a lot of men, those who have grown from being boys, they are committing a lot of suicide as a result that, you know, they were taught that, you know, you are a man, you don't need to seek help from anyone, and you don't need to show your emotions. Nice. Hence, we find that, you know, being a benefit as you begin to serve others, because in the process, you are saying, if I'm helping this person, it means I may also at some point in time in life need also help.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, how can regular service experiences shape a boy's understanding of purpose and leadership? Normally, service and leadership don't normally go in the same sentence or the same bracket when we talk about leadership. How do those experiences shape a young man's understanding?
Well, they will realize that to be responsible is not an easy thing.
Yeah.
Dealing with situations of life, there are challenges, and hence they are taught to also realize that they need to put effort in whatever they do. That is in terms of leadership. And you need also to have that self-assessment in terms of your strengths and weaknesses, even when you are leading out. It's only when you are serving that you realize some of these things.
Yeah.
We without any involvement in some of these activities, you don't learn how to impact even your community. So by doing so, we are teaching them to be future leaders and also to realize what is really important in life.
Beautiful.
Because there are certain things that are even lacking in our leadership styles today. Things like respect. Things like integrity. And as people are helping others, they will also learn how to be equipped with skills and knowledge, which we should always seek all the time when we are leading out. And young people in the same process are helped to deal with life challenges per se,
right,
and contribute positively to the society, which is very, very essential, because whatever we are doing, we need to contribute positively to our immediate society.
Yes, yes.
And that will have a cascading effect to other communities, because you will be seen as examples.
Yeah.
That's
beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much for coming through and sharing these insights, my elder. How would you wrap up this conversation? What are some important points that you think we should not close this conversation without mentioning about service for how it impacts young men in their lives?
Indeed, it's really important that we involve the young people in the work that we will be doing. We need to be models to them so that in turn they will not have any challenges in future. At times, the way our society is shaped today, we are not imparting the natural skills that we need our young people to have.
Yeah.
You can actually tell the disparity between those who are growing up in urban areas and those who are growing up in the rural areas or in the farming setups. You can actually find the skills that are in the young people, that they are totally different.
True.
Yet, it's really important that we all, in our own sphere, in our own environment, need to reach out to young people or to boys so that they can be part and parcel of our society, and by being responsible citizens. Mm. And it begins when they are young.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
No wonder why even Solomon the wise man actually gave the admonition that we need to teach them when they are young. And when they are old, they will not forget.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very true. Well, thank you so much for that. God bless you. We appreciate your time and your insights coming through and sharing with us these beautiful lessons on the importance of a life of service, how it impacts our young men as they go forward into this world. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.